Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from San Francisco. It's the Intel Developer Forum. And I am excited to announce that Das Kamhout and Brian Womack, both from Intel, have joined me in our recording booth. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Allison. How's it going?
Hi, Allison.
Thanks for having us.
It's day one of IDF, so I'm not exhausted yet. So this is going to be a good interview. Das, you've been on the program many times before, but Brian, this is your first time. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience?
So my goal is to bring distributed analytics to the software-defined infrastructure group. My background is in defense, where I've done multi-source data fusion and analytics, and I want to bring that to the problem of telemetry analytics to impact SDI.
And Das, I think you've gotten a new title since the last time you were on this show, so why don't you introduce yourself?
I do. It's Grand Poobah, but we say Senior Principal Engineer for short.
All right. So the topic for today is software-defined infrastructure and driving a data center that thinks for itself. Das, you and I have talked about software-defined infrastructure many times on Chip Chat, but why don't you just give us an overview of where Intel is at in terms of working with the industry to deliver software-defined infrastructure capabilities to data centers?
Yeah, so we've been on a mission for a while, and we've been talking about the mission for a while. Actually, two IDFs ago, Diane Bryant, our big boss, talked about what we're doing with SDI, this watch, decide, act, learn concept. And about a year after that, we started the Cloud for All project and the program, and basically how do we push the industry forward across the areas that we really care about to drive the technology forward. Both of those were cool points in time to share, hey, this is our vision, this is what we want to do. And where we are now is actually a pretty good week. Even before IDF day one, we kicked off the Builder Summit, where we brought together a bunch of the industry partners that are actually, you know, creating solutions. So it's pretty healthy to hear people from the storage layer that are doing distributed storage solutions, people from the network side that are driving, you know, scale-out networking and software-defined networking and NFV, and then also what's going on with orchestration containers. So all of it's kind of culminating together. We're seeing fast growth now with OpenStack. It's actually moving faster than we thought it would. So I'd say we're at a really interesting point right now where we're seeing solutions become mature. There's a lot more to do. We have a lot of cool stuff coming. And then what we're going to be talking about now is where we're going after in our watch, decide, act, learn model. One other key thing, last year we released Snap, which is an open source telemetry framework. And this is our first element of watch. And that's been getting great adoption. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that get rolled out into solutions. And then now we're taking it further. Now, what do we do after watch? So Brian and his crew and what they've been doing with algorithms come into play on how do we help the data center think for itself.
So Brian, why don't you start with why you think IT managers want the data center to think for itself and where you come into that equation?
Well, to start, let me define one thing, which is software-defined resources. If we're watching software-defined resources, which could be processor, fabric, memory, or storage resources, we want to know what they're doing. And Snap enables collecting telemetry that observes what they're doing. But that's more of a raw piece of data. So one thing we want to introduce is a derived activity feature that summarizes that low-level activity in a highly compressed manner, but still gets the job done. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to send all that raw data to one place and use a lot of the management fabric bandwidth. We want to do the activity feature generation as close to each node as possible. So that means lower impact on your network infrastructure and more efficient. Deeper insights are going to be possible with analytics because of that.
Just to add on, from an operational environment, we really care about from an end user perspective is how do I solve my total cost of ownership? We know that sophisticated data centers are driving up their utilization, have very low headcount costs in regards to how they manage the environment. We measure that by utilization and basically how much cost you have in regards to manage the environment. And so the work that Brian's talking about, we believe is a key metric that help us hit both those operational targets.
So assume that you've got Snap enabled within whatever stack you're working with. What is the next step in your mind, Brian?
One, knowing what to collect with Snap. There's a wide choice. It's a menu. We'd like to say, for this specific business mission, let's say SLA trending or prediction of faults for certain types of hardware, what data should I collect? How often should I collect it? What statistics should I collect per minute or per second? And then that's something that a human could look at. You could look at plots of that. That's a great summary. But then it also feeds machine learning well. So we want to make it easier to, one, know what those things are, and two, analyze them to say, okay, I think as an operator, I should collect these 100 things, or maybe it's 150 things. Well, then I'll tell you, well, really, you could just collect these 20 and still get the job done. I think that would add value. And our goal is to release tools that make that easier to do without having to hire the data scientists and the PhD and all those types of people.
Now, I'd assume that what you're talking about then is making decisions based on the data.
Yes, it's the part that enables decisions or machine learning. And I've seen very often across the analytics community over the years, people want to jump straight to the machine learning algorithm. It appears to work, they declare victory and they go home. But then it doesn't work a month later. And it's because they didn't do the rigor up front to say, what should I collect? At what rate? Is this really the best thing?
So now we know that technology is not necessarily equally distributed across clouds today. Are some people actually putting this into practice and driving the full watch, decide, act model?
Yeah, we've seen evidence that some of the hyperscale cloud individuals have great amount of telemetry that they're able to see. They can pinpoint on specific pieces of the infrastructure. So we know Google, for instance, when they published CPI Square paper, that they were able to pinpoint down to cache utilization. And they came to an understanding that a cache that's being hogged by a process causes performance issues. It's something you'd expect, but nobody really is watching that. If you look at most environments that have monitoring solutions, they just really look at CPU utilization, memory bandwidth information, or memory used, and disk space use, so very, very simple. So we have seen some hyperscale folks take this stuff, put it into their environment, and have it talk to their schedulers, at least for placement, or have it actually take some actions. We've also seen in regards to power efficiency, being able to have the systems make decisions on their own, and sometimes they make better decisions than humans. And it's probably as the stuff grows, it'll continue to make way better decisions than we make.
And when you look ahead and think about our ambitions with Cloud for All, I would assume that equality of decision-making tools is also in order in terms of delivering the full value of cloud.
Exactly. And if you think about it this way, many people have opened up AI frameworks now, right? So if you think about as you're taking actions inside of a data center and you're learning from that, all those learnings should be, in my opinion, shared with everyone so that every single data center gets better. We're really talking about the same types of things. Mm-hmm. Workloads have maybe slightly different characteristics, but I bet if we could get an aggregate view of the entire world and had metadata that told us what's happening everywhere, we'd see very, very specific patterns. And if everybody could benefit from that, that'd be really cool.
I think that's a good point. You know, we always want more higher fidelity telemetry from the silicon, and we're certainly doing that where we can. But there's a lot of indirect evidence you can observe to estimate what's going on. And I think there's so much low-hanging fruit there where we could do a better job. I think a lot of our customers are doing a great job, but they're each doing it separately. And we'd like to enable that for the whole community so that it's easier for everyone to get those kind of results.
So is there any work going on within the open source standards community in this space? Or where is the innovation happening?
I think it's happening in smart cities. Cars.
That's a good question. I mean, within Intel, we're trying to get on the same page. We do application characterization often inside Intel, and we realize, hey, we're all doing it slightly different ways. Let's get together and get on the same page. And I imagine at some point when that work stabilizes, yes, we'll introduce it to the community. I think that would be of benefit.
And then when you guys look at IDF this week and the conversations that you're having here, how does that apply to Cloud for All and the advancements in analytics for the data center?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of new tech that help on the back end of how we do analytics. So I think from two angles. One, there's quite a few advances happening, even from just what we're doing with NVMe or NVMe over Fabric that are going to help a lot with how we persist data. So I think we're seeing a lot of the lower level infrastructure plumbing showing up that's going to allow us to do much richer things. We also have our buddies from the TAP team here, and TAP theoretically could be used to look inside. So it's pretty vibrant, and I think everybody's realizing that the tech is moving pretty fast, and it's a good thing to see.
I also got feedback from some customers this morning saying, wow, we're getting all these different types of software-defined resources showing up, the non-volatile memory, 3D XPoint, the high bandwidth memory in the Knights Landing, regular DRAM. We've got, you know, multiple different types of storage. How do I monitor all of it? How do I figure out what's useful? How do I use that to improve my scheduling? How do I analyze performance issues better? You know, the tools really aren't designed for all that in mind. And I think that's one place we need to put some more attention, because everyone's asking for it. They have the same problem. They say, you know, it takes me a long time to get the answers. What is my performance problem? How can I make this faster? How can I make it meet my goals?
So what you're saying is it's almost what question should I be asking and how do I seek that answer is almost as important as solving the question itself.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, thanks so much, guys, for being here today. It's always a pleasure. And thanks for taking time out of your days at IDF.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Allison.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.